Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and other life forms. And this is Youth Station. Thank you so very much for joining us. I am Zainab. She is Zainab.
Everyone's Zainab. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Thank you, Sister Zainab. Thank you so very much for joining me.
I'm always glad to join you.
Not that she had a choice. She's been blackmailed to be here.
No, not at all.
Her family's held captive somewhere, and we said you have to come do the show with us or else.
I love Youth Station.
There's been this trending, this discussion lately that our youth are losing their innocence too early. Or that the direction the world is heading toward is causing humanity to lose its innocence more.
Yeah.
And that the age of innocence, quote unquote, is somewhat lost.
Exactly.
Society is so corrupted now, more corrupted than it ever was. And our youth and we ourselves. First of all, let's define the term innocence, I think. Let's start off with that. What do you think innocence means?
I think the innocence, the way, the direction you gave it to it. Innocence has many definitions. Mm-hmm. But I think the one you were talking about this right now was innocence is sometimes being not guilty of something like in not doing some unlawful act, but sometimes innocence is not being aware of a lot of things that... The way you said that youth today is aware of a lot of things that maybe the youth some 10 years ago was
weren't
not...
Weren't exposed to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this exposure to information is taking away the age of innocence. Innocence, I guess, is... yes, not being exposed to many things in one way.
Being exposed to like a lot of the violence. On one hand, I think it's because of, you know, the age of, we're living in the age of technology.
True.
And everything is just up in your face. There's like, no avoiding
away.
It at all.
Yeah.
Unless you live in like on top of a hill in a cottage somewhere with no electricity, plumbing or Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a regular thing a lot in a lot of societies now, especially more Western societies. Well, not necessarily, a lot of Asian societies as well.
As well.
I would even venture as far as to say like non-Islamic societies.
True.
But then again, there's a problem with that sort of society, the more Islamic conservative society as well, because certain topics become so taboo that there isn't enough space, safe space to discuss them and raise more awareness, understanding, and mindfulness for people regarding the truths of life. You got to face it anyway. You know?
Yeah.
How long are you going to make it taboo? But there's this also this sort of approach people have toward the topic of innocence. For me, it's still such a it's still a very vague, very ambiguous thing. I still can't necessarily understand it. And it's only it's a notion that I can only connect to children
today. Yes.
And in any time. I feel like it's only cool for you to be innocent until a certain age.
Well,
like that exposure.
I don't think necessarily with children. I think with other age groups as well. I think when I see the youth today, when I see...
What do you consider as youth?
Say from the early teens to the late 20s, when I see this age group.
Seriously? That's what you consider as youth?
I consider it.
I'd say mid-40 is still young. What? I mean, yeah, you're not as volatile as you were when you were 14.
Well, those are elders.
But then, like, yeah, okay, that's, like, roughly middle-aged, maybe. I don't know. Age is another ambiguous topic that I can't wrap my brain around, but that's for another day. So, you were saying?
Yeah. I was saying that when I see, for example, if I see a 20-year-old today, say, uploading some stuff on the social media platforms, and I see myself in that age, or I see my classmates or my batchmates in that age, we literally were not aware of those things. We literally were...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's why I'm saying that innocence is something that I can...
Lost now.
That I can only...
Connect to children,
connect,
right?
To children. To, up to a certain age... You're allowed to be innocent. In fact, you're even safer if you are innocenter, if you're not so overly exposed to a lot of information. But after a certain age, information is just information.
True.
Knowledge is just knowledge. Go get it.
Yeah.
Go get all of it. You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it basically, in fact, I feel that from a certain age onwards, we need to expose them to as much information knowledge as possible, because it creates the groundworks and the foundation of who they're going to be in the future.
All right.
And demanding them or asking them or training them to shy away from so many topics is not going to help anyone,
but
right?
But do you think today that... when you get aware of something, you wish, I wish I never knew this.
So I don't read the news, and I'm pretty sure news is not, is never meant to, the audience of news is never meant to be a 6-year-old either. I'm pretty sure someone in my age group is the intended audience for news, but I never read it, or I never listen to it, I never follow it, I never watch it, because I feel like, well, there's nothing I can do about this certain so-and-so situation that's going on in the other corner of the
world.
But
you don't feel like being updated.
No, I don't want to be updated about how many people are being killed.
All right.
No.
It's not all about killing.
I mean, sometimes the thing with news is that it never has good news to tell you. And that's why it sucks.
I think you should change your channel then.
You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We still haven't established the meaning of innocence.
True, I think, you know, as a...
I mean, you... I'm so sorry, but let me just... You defined it as lack of exposure.
Yeah.
Right?
Or being innocence... unaware to certain things.
Yeah, and being unaware of certain things, because ignorance is just bliss.
True.
Right? The less you know, the less... You hate
the
life.
More you are in your own world.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
And that's what I meant by you're only allowed the privilege of that sort of innocence till a certain age.
Till a certain age, yeah.
Right? Also, innocence could mean, in some way, it could mean like being a goody two shoes, not being guilty of sin or mistake.
Yeah.
Or, and I think that, again, just that. It has an expiry date.
Or like if certain countries are at war, like we have.
Is anyone innocent, really? I don't think so. We're all guilty of something.
Really, the people in war getting killed, the civilians getting killed, I think they're innocent people getting killed. They are. We do have innocent people around. And especially in these wars. For example... I recently saw a clip from Yemen. In that clip, I saw, a kid getting killed. The kid was innocent. He had nothing to do with the war.
He was not guilty of anything that would justify taking his life away.
Yeah.
That's what innocent means in this context.
True.
So I think, again, innocence is sort of relative. It has a spectrum.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's a broad...
It's a definitely... And depending on the situation...
Depending on the situation, you can
like
take
when
out
it
the
comes
meaning.
To the murder trial of John Lennon, I'm totally innocent. I wasn't even born when John Lennon was shot, right? the climate. I'm not very innocent in regard to the climate changing.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And also there's a spectrum in the topic of climate change as well. Mm-hmm. Some people are super duper innocent and some people are super duper guilty.
True.
I think I'm somewhere toward the innocent.
All right.
Right, because I don't even own a car because I'm so anxious about
so not owning things makes you innocent, right?
Right?
Not owning things makes you innocent.
Not owning things that would harm the environment would make me innocent in this
All
area.
Right, not harming the
in
environment.
In this area, right? In this right. specific area.
Mm-hmm.
Not being born when John Lennon was shot makes me innocent in that area.
True. Completely a situation dependent thing.
Absolutely. Though no one is absolutely innocent unless they're a child. I was a pain in the neck as a child. Still am, but, you know, I express it less now. I was more honest in my annoyingness when I was a kid. There's also this thing that people are under the perception, I'm more innocent than others.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, who really? Are you to judge so, if other people are less least, innocent than you?
At least we have, at least at some point of time, our opinions do not clash.
Yeah. Right? There's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, who I are you think... to judge if other people are less innocent than you?
True. And you don't know each and every part of other,
exactly.
other person like
it. And it could just come back into that situation thing. True. You might be more innocent in this situation. They could be more innocent in another situation.
And yeah, you know, since we are talking about innocence, you reminded me of something very important. Like, I have seen people committing sins directly, like openly.
Mm.
And then... when you ask them.
Confront them, yeah.
Yeah. What's happening, man? And they say, like, I'll tell Allah tomorrow on the Day of Judgment that I was innocent to this thing. I never knew that you ordered us, you know, innocent towards the commands of Allah.
Mm. Innocent again, it's not that ignorance is bliss situation.
Exactly.
You can't feign ignorance.
I think so, yeah. Because I think sometimes it's being, like you said, like, can we say, I am innocent? So I don't think you can
no
say
one
what
is
her.
Completely
because,
innocent.
Because, you know, the same Book of Commandments is going telling you to go and do research, to read, to contemplate things, to get aware about the things. So, yeah. Not
see,
being...
sometimes you've got compound ignorance. You don't know that you're ignorant. You're ignorant toward yeah. your ignorance.
Exactly.
And that's one thing.
That's the
right? it's, again,
peak
it goes
of innocence.
Back, yeah, it goes back to, it's the same thing with, again, you got to be living on a mountaintop somewhere in a hut with no plumbing or electricity or Wi-Fi
yeah.
not to know some things are going on in life.
True.
And even in that situation... I feel like anyone who searches for any form of meaning in life, mm-hmm. any truth in life,
mm-hmm.
will realize that you got to have a principle. And then when you've got principle, you've got a principle, you've got values. When you've got values, you've got responsibilities. When you've got responsibilities, then there's going to be accountability. And then, you know... You got to answer to someone. It's either
exactly.
your conscience or God or universe or, I don't know, Yoda, whatever you
want
to call it.
You are accountable at the end.
Exactly. And when that happens, you're not that innocent anymore.
True.
So it's okay, you guys. As long as you don't hurt other people and yourself, you're good. You're not that innocent, but you're good. It's fine. It's totally fine not to be completely innocent. Don't hurt people. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of Youth Station. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience. presence and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my